Savitri, Book 2, Canto 11, pages 272 to 274, beginning with Audacious in their sense of God-born strength, and ending with An allurement, a caught ravishing miracle. Audacious in their sense of God-born strength, these dared to grasp with their thought truth's absolute, by an abstract purity of godless sight, by a precept nude, intolerable of forms, they brought to mind what mind could never reach, and hoped to conquer true supernal base. A stripped, imperative, a conceptual phrase, architectonic and inevitable, translated the unthinkable into thought. A silver-winged fire of naked, subtle sense, an ear of mind withdrawn from the outward's rhymes, discovered the seed sounds of the eternal word, the rhythm and music heard that built the worlds, and seized in things the bodiless will to be. The illimitable they measured with numbers rods, and traced the last formula of limited things, in transparent systems bodied termless truths. The timeless made accountable to time, and valued the incommensurable supreme. To park and hedge the ungrasped infinitudes, they erected absolute walls of speech and made a vacuum to hold the one. In their sight they drove towards an empty peak, a mighty space of cold and sunlit air. To unify their task, excluding life, which cannot bear the nakedness of the vast, they made a cipher of a multitude, in negation found the meaning of all, of the all, and in nothingness the absolute positive. A single law simplest the cosmic theme, compressing nature into a formula. Their titan labor made all knowledge one, a mental algebra of the spirit's ways, an abstract of the living divinity. Here the mind's wisdom stopped. It felt complete, for nothing more was left to think or know. In a spiritual zero it sat throned and took its vast silence for the ineffable. This was the play of the bright gods of thought, attracting into time the timeless light, imprisoning eternity in the hours. This they have planned, to snare the feet of truth in an aureate net of concept and of phrase, and keep her captive for the thinker's joy in his little world built of immortal dreams. There she must dwell, mured in the human mind, an empress prisoner in her subject's house, adored and pure and still on his heart's throne, his splendid property cherished and apart in the wall of silence of his secret muse, immaculate in white virginity, the same forever and forever one, his worship changeless, godless through all time. Or else a faithful consort of his mind, assenting to his nature and his will, she sanctions and inspires his words and acts, prolonging their resonance through the listening years, companion and recorder of his march, crossing a brilliant tract of thought and life, carved out of the eternity of time. A witness to his high triumphant star, her godhead servitor to a crowned idea, he shall dominate by her a prostrate world, a warrant for his deeds and his beliefs. She attests his right divine to lead and rule. Or as a lover clasps his one beloved, godhead of his life's worship and desire, icon of his heart, soul, idolatry, she now is his and must live for him alone. She has invaded him with her sudden bliss, an exhaustless marvel in his happy grasp, an allurement, a caught, ravishing miracle.